waking you up like no one else. Here's Gruber.
All right, welcome to it. As we continue, Phil's on his way. He's in a hurry, obviously, to get back to that duck blind. A little surprised he came out of the blind, honestly, during duck season. But he does what he has to. Never bought a cell phone. Never seen the internet. Never been on it. Doesn't care. I mean, it sounds kind of refreshing, doesn't it? Sounds kind of like liberating. You know, I have no interest in the internet. Don't watch it. Don't care about it. No Facebook, no Twitter, no none of that stuff. Of course, we have that all for you. But it is completely liberating. You know, you're not restricted, not looking at your cell phone, not worried about it. Much more worried about if you got enough shells left. If you got enough shells left to go duck hunting. And so it is. By the way, on Monday, yesterday in Detroit, Ford Motor Company tearing the cover off the most powerful vehicle it's ever made, the 2020 Shelby GT500. The Shelby GT500, yeah, it's a brand new Mustang, high performance variant, comes with a supercharged 5.2 liter V8, and it delivers over 700 horsepower. Over 700 horsepower. Yeah, it's pretty breathtaking now, isn't it? Pretty breathtaking to say the least. And you know, it just sounds like fun to me. That's considerably more horsepower, for instance, than the 460 horse Mustang GT or the 526 horsepower Shelby GT350. You know, it's interesting that they're coming out with this car, considering they're moving away from cars as a general rule, is Ford Motor Company. But this is the 2020 Shelby GT500. And if you really want to go fast, well, then this is the car for you. 700 horsepower. I mean, that'll just peel your skin. That'll peel your skin as you take off, that's for sure. In other news, the feds cannot force you to unlock your iPhone with a finger or your face. Can't do it. A California judge has ruled that American cops can't force people to unlock a mobile phone with their finger or their face. The ruling goes further to protect people's private lives from government searches than anything before, and it's being hailed as a possible landmark decision. This comes from Forbes, by the way. Previously, U.S. judges had ruled the police were allowed to force unlock devices like Apple's iPhone with biometrics such as fingerprints, faces, or irises. That was despite the fact feds were not permitted to force a suspect to divulge a passcode. But according to a ruling uncovered by Forbes, all logins are, in fact, equal. The order came from the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California in the denial of a search warrant for an unspecified property in Oakland. Now, the warrant had been filed as part of an investigation into a Facebook extortion crime in which a victim was asked to pay up or have an embarrassing photo and video of them released publicly. The police had suspects in mind and wanted to raid their properties. In doing so, the feds also wanted to open up any phone on the premises using facial recognition, a fingerprint, or an iris, whatever it took. Now, the judge agreed that the investigators had shown probable cause to search the property, but didn't have the right to open all devices inside because you don't know who the suspect is. You can't force everybody in the room. Open your cell phone, open your cell phone, open your cell phone. On the one hand, Judge Candace Westmore ruled the request was overbroad and it was neither limited to a particular person nor a particular device. You're just going fishing. But in a much more significant part of the ruling, Judge Westmore declared that the government did not have the right, even with a warrant, to force suspects to incriminate themselves by unlocking their devices with their biological features. You have a right to not, I mean, basically you're pleading the fifth. No, I'm not giving you that information. Previously, courts had decided that biometric features, unlike passcodes, were not testimonial. That was because a suspect would have to willingly and verbally give up a passcode, which is not the case with biometrics. But a passcode is a passcode. I think the judge ruled properly here. And if the legislatures want to change something here, go for it. But a passcode's a passcode, whether you use a thumbprint or six digits or whatever you use. A passcode is deemed testimony, but body parts, they said, were not, and so not granted a Fifth Amendment protection. But of course it is. That created a paradox. How could a passcode be treated differently to a finger or a face? Because however you look at it, you're gaining access to a device. You're gaining access to a device, and this is the way the law makes you scratch your head. What's the difference? And I would say there is none. There is no difference whatsoever when it comes to gaining access to somebody's personal information, notes, contacts, whatever it may be that they're looking for. And so there it is. There's the ruling. A couple of new tweets now from Donald Trump from the last 20 minutes or so. Volkswagen will be spending $800 million in Chattanooga, Tennessee. They will be making electric cars. Congratulations to Chattanooga and Tennessee on a job well done. A big win, exclamation point. Then about 12 minutes ago, a big new caravan heading up to our southern border from Honduras. Tell Nancy and Chuck that a drone flying around will not stop them. Only a wall will work. Only a wall or steel barrier will keep the country safe. Stop playing political games and end the shutdown. And just moments ago, polls are now showing that people are beginning to understand the humanitarian crisis and crime at the border. Numbers are going up fast. Over 50% of Democrats will soon be known as the party of crime. Ridiculous that they don't want border security. So the president not giving up on his battle over the government shutdown now in day 25 and the push for a border wall. Tax day not too far away now, and if you're behind, man, you need to get a hold of Chris McClatcher. He just told us a story about a client coming in owing $1 million in taxes. He was able to get it straight, get that settled and taken care of. Even if you're not in that kind of trouble, he can help. If you're jammed up, $10,000, $20,000, Chris McClatcher, 25 years of experience helping people just like you anywhere in Michigan. In fact, anywhere where you're listening today, he can probably lend a hand. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner, and find out more. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.